CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters may face a significant decision about taxes this fall. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
An initiative proposed for the November election would limit the growth of property taxes to 3% annually for many Colorado owners. Language for the measure was approved on Wednesday. The supporters would have to gather about 125,000 signatures to get the constitutional amendment on the ballot. It's backed by the influential business nonprofit Colorado Concern and a bipartisan pair of state lawmakers. However, progressive groups say that it could put a long-term pinch on state services like education. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coloradans' electric bills are going up. State regulators have approved a 6.5% rate increase for XL Energy. That's about $5 more on each monthly bill. The change takes effect next month. Some of the underground train cars at Denver International Airport are wearing out, but an order for new ones is behind schedule. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
16 of the train cars that ferry passengers between the airport's Great Hall and the concourses are 29 years old. They've run more than 1.4 million miles. The airport placed an order a few years ago for 26 new cars that were supposed to arrive this year. But officials say supply chain issues have pushed back delivery to next year. So the airport is patching up the old ones to keep people moving until then. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
In Denver this morning, it's 33 degrees. Colorado Springs, 32. Front range highs today will be close to 50. This is CPR News and KRCC.